I'm not happy.
You can give really filthy looks, can't you, when you want to?
Mm-hmm.
You really aren't happy?
No.
Do you want to explain what you're wearing?
At the moment, I'm wearing the helmet that I wore on Only Fools on Horses.
Without the Robin Hood headdress on top of it.
When they made me fall off the horse.
Yeah.
Just for head protection. I'm also wearing some elbow and knee pads.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to get hurt again like yesterday on treadmill trivia.
Oh, I know. Such
I know the questions that you asked me, I won't be able to answer them, therefore I'll fly off the treadmill at high speed.
No, I think you'll find in one of the envelopes is going to be a subject which you know a lot about, so let's just hope you pick that envelope.
Yeah, right.
There is, trust me on this.
So is Edith going to do this later?
Edith is going to do it a little bit later on, after 9:30. The treadmill is out there. Everybody in the live lounge has moved to the side, so there's lots of room for you to fall off. And Laura's out there, and she'll be in control of it again.
I was promised a crash mat.
I think there's two cushions. It hasn't arrived yet. So, envelope 1, 2...
I bet it'll be here for Edith, though, won't
it? Yeah, yeah. The insurance is more for Edith. 1, 2, or 3? Envelope 1.
2.
Two, okay. Do you want to go through? And when you're on the treadmill, I'll tell you the category.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Away you go. You really are moody.
Hello?
So he did then. As he walked past, he dropped his shoulder just to give me a little dig in the ribs. Come on, Scott, hurry up. You there?
Yes.
You know, you see, that's the problem, isn't it? You can't put the headphones on with the helmet on.
I have to wear them upside down.
Okay, which envelope did you pick again?
2.
2. And the subject is wine.
That's not enough cushions.
Don't worry about the cushions, it's fine. You'll be all right with this subject. It's wine.
Oh, okay.
You know your wine, don't you?
Well, no, I like to drink it. I'm not a connoisseur.
Okay, can we start the running machine, please? Laura, start the running machine. Are we just at walking pace, are we?
Yeah.
Right, question 1. How many acres are planted to grapes worldwide?
30 million.
Oh, it's 20 million. That's wrong.
Oh,
up one notch. How many countries import California wines?
God. 35.
Oh, it's 164. Up it goes again.
Ah!
How many gallons of wine were lost in the 1906 San Francisco earthquake?
480.
No, 30 million. You're not even running yet. How many varieties of wine grapes exist worldwide?
It's hard to think of an answer and run. I don't know. 20 million.
No, 10,000. What percent of an oak tree is suitable for making high-grade wine barrels?
I don't know.
Oh, it's 5%. Up we go again.
Oh, God!
What are the top 3 US states in terms of wine Are you all right?
Stop!
You all right? You all right?
Play a record!
Take control of me. Anne-Marie on Radio 1. More treadmill trivia on the way. Edith's going to play with us. Got Gwen Stefani in the fray after news and sport with George and me.
Digital. FM online. This is Radio 1.
It's 8:31.
Newsbeat. Our main story this morning. 8:43. Hello, Radio 1.
Is Scott dead?
Sorry?
Has Scott died?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, you sounded very much like you died there.
No, I think I'm alive, yeah.
Good.
Did hurt.
Ah.
Would you, if someone put you on a treadmill and just sped it up a lot, would you do that?
I'd have a go.
Would you?
Yeah.
You're stupid, aren't you?
We're not just speeding up for no reason. It's testing your general knowledge. You can control the speed of the treadmill just by getting the questions right.
In 1 hour from now, Edith Bowman will be attempting to do treadmill trivia. We'll give her some questions. Every time she gets one wrong, the speed of the treadmill goes up. People are loving this on the text.
Oh, it's very... I am loving it as well. It's very funny.
Because you're not involved.
I am involved. Just to see you flying off is just great.
Yes, we have filmed that, and I'm sure somebody will put it up online at some point. Already, at Radio 1 Online, you can get Laura from yesterday doing a spectacular fall off the treadmill. Thank God you had that sturdy bra on as well. I tell you. You know, because you didn't know you were going to do that when you came in yesterday morning. If you're wearing that bra you normally wear, you'd have been all over the place, wouldn't it? Black eyes, etc.
Around your ears.
So that's now at Radio 1 Online. Put them over your shoulders. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You can see Laura. It's quite something else, I tell you, it really is. Also, at the moment, at Radio 1 Online... Joe Wiley at 10 o'clock this morning, who at the moment is saying no to treadmill trivia.
We'll work on her.
Don't really have a choice, does she?
No, we'll get there in the end with her.
Edith will be doing it after 9 o'clock. One bright spark on the text has suggested strip treadmill trivia.
I think that would be too difficult.
Yeah, so what... You get the questions wrong, and then it speeds up, and you have to take your clothes off at the same time.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
I mean, you could probably take your T-shirt off if it was going a couple of miles an hour. However, you try taking your jeans off at 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Go on, have a go now. It's not possible.
No. Also, I have no great desire to see your wanger flying through the air.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
No, I'm right there. I don't want to see that.
See, the person that suggested that didn't think it through, and I think all that they were possibly thinking was the fact that Laura might be able to take her bra off and run at the same time. That's what was going through their head right there, I think.
Because we're still hoping to get JK and Joel to do it, aren't we, as well?
Well, the thing is, they always take their clothes off at every given opportunity, don't they? So, yeah, let's get them on as well. Joel loves taking his clothes off. He'll do it. He'll take all his clothes off and then run. He won't have a problem with that, believe me. Now, you think there's some filth on Radio 1? And the moment has finally arrived where we play celebrity treadmill trivia with Edith Bowman. Hello.
I've kind of sunk in what I'll let myself in for now. Laura just let me have a wee jog, steady pace on.
No. Oh, what? She's just let you have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. How do you find that?
So you warmed up?
Yeah, warmed up. Sweating buckets already.
Right, well, thanks for agreeing to do this.
Can I just ask, I'm scared that if I do fall off at a high rate of speed, then I'm going to damage the machine. Now, is it your machine, Scott?
I wish. No, it's, where do we get it from? Is that shop over the road from Radio 1? What's it called?
That sweatband shop.
Well, they sell sweatbands.
No.
Brilliant.
Also, how uncomfy are these elbow pads and stuff as well?
Well, you don't have to wear them.
No, I'd quite like to have some skin left on my arms.
Okay. Believe me, love, in a couple of minutes, you'll be glad of them. Right. Are we ready?
We are ready, yeah. So basically, Edith, you've got to try and stay on the treadmill for as long as possible. We'll ask you 10 questions. Mm-hmm. The idea is still to be on at the end. Okay?
Yeah. Now, I heard earlier Scott got a category of wine.
He'd got wine, yeah. So you have to pick envelope 1, 2, or 3. Every time you get a question wrong, the running machine will be speeded up. 1, 2, or 3.
Can I have 3?
3.
Please.
Right. Do you want to know now, or do you want to know the category when you get on the machine?
When I get on the machine.
Okay, you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you going to be in charge of the buttons, Scott?
What?
On the treadmill.
I'm going to be in charge of the controls.
That's an added extra for you. Right, you're going to work the treadmill, are you?
Yeah.
All right, go on then. I think you're going to take great pleasure in doing this, don't you?
As long as it's not me, I don't care.
Okay.
Hello.
You're right?
Yeah, my headphones won't fit over my lovely...
No.
Skating head, so hat, even.
You might have to hold your headphones on, which means you then can't hang on to the running machine.
What? Rubbish.
Okay. Right. What envelope did you pick again?
3.
3. The category, Edith, is films.
Well, get in!
All right? Films is the category. My, what a packed live lounge. Scott, start the machine. So this should just be a walking pace, Edith. Your 10 questions...
Oh, you put it up already!
Your 10 questions start now. What is Steve Zahn's character obsessed with in Daddy Daycare?
Nipples.
No, it's Star Trek. Go up one. In which film does Gerard Depardieu play a character called Dr. Worms?
What? Green card.
Oh, you're wrong. It's Mercy Levy.
Oh, rubbish.
In The King of Comedy, the cardboard cutout of which actor sits opposite Jerry Lewis in Pumpkin's apartment?
It is... Oh, my God, I love this film with Robert De Niro in it.
Oh, out of time. It's Liza Minnelli. Up it goes again. Now you're going at quite a fast jog. What does EVP stand for in scary film White Noise?
I've no idea.
Electronic voice phenomenon. You told me you like films. Now we're getting nearer a
sprint. Yeah, good ones.
Number 5, Take a Bit of Peach is saucy dialogue from which David Lynch movie?
Eat My Fruit.
Oh, it's Wild at Heart, and it goes up again. What colour is Julia Roberts Maid of Honour dress?
Hey!
Is she all right, Scott?
Oh, my God.
Where we are when we drive. I like that. It's 9:47. How was that for you, Edith?
It was all right.
Now, it's fun though, isn't it?
It is fun. It's weird though, because when you're asking the questions, Sharpers, you can't, you really can't concentrate on what you've been asked and what the answer should be, because you're like, I'm actually running quite fast now.
You can't do everything at the same time.
No, I thought I was good at multitasking.
Well, I think fair play to you for doing it, yeah. And I just don't understand why Joe Wiley hasn't been through yet.
It's not like you're on it for that long.
No.
And you're not hurt, are you?
No.
And it's nice of you to support our game in the hope that it might get commissioned by telly.
We have to take the treadmill back today, so Joe Wiley, this is your
last chance for it. I mean, it's like, what, 20 seconds out of your life?
Yeah.
Like, imagine having the chance to do this, passing up on it, and then regretting it when it becomes a worldwide phenomenon.
And do you know what? The fact is, Joe knows pretty much everything about everything.
Yeah.
Therefore, she's not going to have to run fast.
There's no category that we could catch her out with.
Never. Yeah, she'd know that there were 10,000 varieties of wine grapes that exist worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah. She'd know about the Gerard Depardieu film, wouldn't she?
Yeah. Merci la vie.
Yeah. She just said a really rude word in my ear, though. Yeah. Really rude. Potty mouth.
She could answer on Sweden as well, then.
Like I said, Joe, last chance, but, you know, no pressure on him. This is Razor Light on Radio 1. Hi, Joe.
Hi. But you see, you might not have me. If you kill me on this running machine, now, if I die, then you'll have to do the show. You and Edith will have to.
Drama queen.
You'll be fine, Joe. You can use my helmet.
Yeah, no, but I could, but I just tried it on. No, it doesn't fit on my head. It's too small.
It's all right. You can take out the. Here you go. Try it again.
Don't try me with a flip flops excuse either.
No, I did. It does fit now.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Right, so will he do it?
Wait, yeah, but I've got flip-flops on. Surely that's a hazard.
But handily.
I'm barefoot.
All right, I'll be solo bud.
You have the same size feet as Laura, though, don't you? And she's brought some trainers in, on the off chance.
Well, what questions would I be answering?
It doesn't really matter.
Does it?
To be honest, the questions are irrelevant.
You could ask half wine and half film.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the wine, just do wine. I'll do wine if I'm
all right, I'll do the wine one.
So that's a yes, is it?
No, Laura, don't bring in any special stupid questions like you just have. Because I've just been cheating and reading all the wine answers
Well, I've got some football and some geography.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right, Joe Wiley on Treadmill Trivia next on Radio 1. Love it. Road Traders. This is the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. You got Joe coming next, maybe. But first, it's time for Celebrity Treadmill Trivia.
And Joe's going to do it. Now, I can't give Joe an envelope to choose from, so we've just got an array of questions ranging from football, wine, film and geography. Okay?
Right,
so I'm just going to have to tell you what the category is each time, Joe.
Right.
Okay, fine.
But you're such a clever lady, it will be fine.
Obviously, that's painting not true.
No, now, Scott...
Well, how's this work, yeah?
So, basically, I ask you a question. Every one you get wrong, the running machine will be sped up. My glamorous assistant, Scott, is just coming in to work the running machine for you.
What, like he'll know? There's no way is he going to know how to work this.
So, and then every time you get one wrong...
So evil.
Every time you get one wrong, it'll just go faster and faster, and you just try and stay on. Have you got padding and your helmet on?
Yeah, I've got my elbows and knees. I found my trainers under my desk upstairs. Did you actually do this, or am I being completely stitched up and you didn't do it at all?
You did, but don't let Scott cheat.
Okay, Joe, your first question is a football question. Who is John Collins the manager of?
Derby County.
No, it's Hibs. Go on, Scott, start it going up. Who does Jane Ludlow play for?
Girl, surely.
It's a girl.
A girl, right? Who does she play for? Yeah. What sport? She plays hockey. Get your
No, she
off.
Doesn't. No, get out. She plays for Arsenal Ladies. This is geography, Joe. You're starting to jog. What's the capital of Jordan?
Oman.
A bottle of open wine stored in the refrigerator lasts how much longer than if it would be stored at room temperature?
7 minutes.
No, 16 times, despite the fact you cheated and tried to look at those answers. What is, this is film. What is the name of the satellite which falls to Earth in the...
Again, I didn't hear dinner.
Well, it doesn't matter. Put it up. Where is the poison that our heroes... Oh, it's a sprint.
Don't put it up.
Where is the poison that our hero swallows in the opening... are you all right? Is she still there? Is she still there?
Hello?
Are you all right, Joe?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm fine.
You were... What?
You were putting that up all the time. When I wasn't going to get it wrong.
Sorry. Right, you need to go next door and start your show now, really.
What's this like? Oh, blame you, I do.
Yeah, you really do.
Okay, I'm
thanks
now.
For doing that. That's really good. What we should do, I think, is do some kind of like... Imagine if we had about 20 people all doing treadmill trivia in some gym at the same time. Like that'd be amazing.
Yeah, like a massive competition.
I would love that.
The last one standing wins.
Yeah. Just get a load.
Elton John in the background.
What?
Elton John, I'm still standing.
With. Yeah. Well, that was fun.
Just to catch him.
I didn't think she was going to do it, but Joe Wiley has just done treadmill trivia, so fair play.
And Edith.
Just shows what a bit of peer pressure can do, doesn't it? Thank you very much, Joe. She's next on Radio 1. Then you've got Edith at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you, Edith, for doing that today as well. It was good fun. JK and Joel in for us this afternoon. Knackered. At 4 o'clock. We're back on tomorrow with more Celebrity Growler for you. That'll be at 7.50. Have a good day. And the lovely Joe Wiley is next. See you tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Hi.
Joe Wiley. Digital.
FM. Online.
Radio 1.